People want to present, but I really want to give everybody the opportunity.
I'm a one-minute person. I just want to bring your attention.
Oh, your mouth.
Okay. I hate mics. Okay. I just want to point out two things. I don't know if anyone noticed this, but Rebbetzin Heller is giving, this is for your own chizuk, an everyday Chovas HaLevavos shir. It's very cheap, and what I did with the person who's marketing it is if you say that you're from WIC, we're going to work out that people don't have to pay as much or work something out. So if people are interested in this, I brought this out. It's a tremendous thing. It's short. It's Rebbetzin Heller, and it's for our own chizuk, because when we fill ourselves up, we have what to give to other people. So I just wanted to bring this to people's attention. I'm not marketing it, but it's...
Can you listen to it if you miss the class?
Yes. Yes, you can work the whole thing. I'm not computer savvy enough to tell you how this works. Okay? What?
How long is the class?
It's short. So it's a really, I just, the person who's doing it contacted me because I talk to her a lot. We work together, and I talked to the person who's marketing it for Rebbetzin Heller just approached me and said, you know, and we were just, it's not working. I'm sorry. It's not working. So anyway, we discussed this. So if you say that you got this at WIC, okay, then when you sign up, we'll be able to possibly work out a discount for everybody. It's very cheap anyway. It's something like $14. Okay? It's very cheap, but we can work out a deal. So that's one thing. I also wanted to also let you know about something. There's a program that we've been doing in Europe. Okay, and I realized why am I not presenting this here as well? Okay, in Europe, one of the things that we started to realize is that not everybody wants to go to Israel. They've been to Israel, and you can offer alternative types of tours. You can offer types of tours for couples. There is an organization called Nesivos. The people who run it, Rabbi and Mrs. Fried, are real professionals. They've been doing this for years. If you know any of the Beis Yaakov girls that have gone on these Poland tours, you've seen them advertise. They run a Prague tour for couples that's like a vacation with like a little bit of Torah. It would be very appealing to people in your community who like to travel. They have all the best people, Kira people on their staff. They have Rabbi Orlovsky, they have Hannah Silver, they have some of the best top speakers. They're real professionals. And it dawned on me that I don't know how many people know about this. They use this, our Kiruv groups use this extensively. Their Poland tour also is a tour that's like not a down tour, but a very inspiring tour, a real alternative for, you know, March of the Living and things. And also, again, these are all things that they can do for couples, so that couples in your community could go. They could do it for students. And they're very interested in working with people, and they'll work with you. And again, if you tell them that you have involvement with WIC or with Nerla Elif, they'll give you extra things. So I just wanted people to be aware of these options, because sometimes we're looking for different kinds of programs that are really different than what we're typically offering. This is like a very nice alternative. And luckily, I'm done, and I don't have to use the microphone.
Sarah, you want to
come? I'm putting these out on the table.
Right here. Yeah.
I'm going to put both of these things around the table, just so you'll know what they are when you see them.
You're on.
Okay, so just very quickly. Last year, when I came back from the WIC conference, there were obviously a lot of great things that came from it, but I just wanted to tell you about two things that came from it. One was that Esti Schwab was at the conference. She was the Rosh Kollel's wife in Denver, and she has another job. She's a Shetamacher. And so we brought her to Palo Alto in February, and she sold shetels and cut shetels. And she sold around 11 or 12 shetels. She came for 3 days. We sent the news out ahead of time. Women sent a picture of themselves and what they were looking for. She has a very good eye. And it was like a win-win for both of us. So if you're looking for someone in your community, if you have women that want it, we had a woman who was a Gioress who bought a sheitzel, and a woman who had never worn a sheitzel in her life who bought a sheitzel, and it was really a great experience. Another thing that came out of the WIC conference last year was that in Palo Alto, I started giving a Chinuch HaBanim shiur based on Rebbetzin Spetner's shiurim to women in Palo Alto, but basically from women. And Ariel Brodkin very much wanted me to give the I was giving the shiur on the phone on Sunday nights at night, and she said, you know, can you give the shiur? Can I join the shiur and this and that? No problem. And basically, a bunch more women from Portland joined this year, someone from Seattle joined this year, like on and off, but mostly we have like a really nice a small group of women that are part of this year. So we're towards the end of the Shiurim, but I want to invite anyone who is on the West Coast to join us. It's Monday evenings at 9 o'clock, and if you're interested, let me know and I can get you in touch with the call-in number. But I do want to tell you, and I don't know if Malka's here. Malka, are you here? Not here. Okay, good. That's better. Malka, around 7 years ago, got a wonderful friend of mine who's a very chashuva woman, Malka Maskowitz. When Malka went out, she wanted chizuk. And so she got a friend of mine, her name is Tzurit Rosen, to give a series of shiurim over the last 7 years. And it's based on Rebbetzin Spetner. Rebbetzin Spetner basically tells Tzurit, and then Tzurit gives it over on the telephone. And it was all incredible chizuk shiurim. And happens to be that starting in 2 weeks, Sarit is going to start a telephone shiur, brand new, based on Rebbetzin Spetner shiurim. So I don't have permission to invite you all to join, but I'm going to anyway. And so she was giving it at 10 o'clock my time, Palo Alto, which means that if you're on the East Coast, it would be, let's say, 1 o'clock p.m. It is on Tuesdays, it was. I don't know if she's going to change the time. My shiur, I don't charge for it. Sarit is $10 a shiur, and it is so kedai. I really, really recommend it. I didn't ask Sarit for permission, but I'm sure she'll say yes. And I really recommend you joining her shiur, because it's really starting from the beginning, and it's a mahalach, and it's excellent, excellent, excellent material. And any questions you have, you can just tell Sarit, and she has a direct line to Rebbetzin Spetner, and she'll just ask her, because they're extremely, extremely close. It's Chinuch HaBanim material, and it's really, you use it for, it's like life-changing. You use it for your relationship with your husband, you use it for relationship with other people. It goes across the board. It's really across the board stuff. And it's a mahalach. It's like a 2 or 3 year mahalach, and I really, really recommend it. Especially for us out in out-of-town places, which is really hard. And the last thing I just wanted to tell you is something cute that our Kola put together this year is a cookbook.
Wait,
I'll just tell you. Allie, these are tried and true recipes. I'm not telling you this because I want you to buy the cookbook,
but you can.
But I'm telling it to you because it's a great idea. It's a fundraiser. It's easy to put together. We all did it online. All the Kola ladies just logged in. We did it from the Kola ladies who are now in Palo Alto and the past Kola women. So everybody wanted to get everybody's recipes from like the old Kola ladies who were here 10 years ago. And it's just a great chap. We're planning to do like other programs based on the cookbooks, tastings and things like that. So I want to show this to you. It's called From Our Table to Yours, A Taste of the JSN. There's only pictures of challah. I had a grade 6 grade of challah. but it is a good fundraiser. Okay, that's it.
Is there anybody else?
How about you?
No, I just make announcements.
I want to go.
Yeah, okay. There's only tonight, so if you want to be on, tonight is the night. Come. Okay. I'm sorry, I should be really organized, right? I should have the list of all the presentations, but...
No, you're very organized.
I
might
ready.
Be delusional. I
Go
don't
ahead.
Know. Is anybody else besides me freaking out about wearing your sheitel for this many hours?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. What? How much time do I have, just so I know? Rafa, how much time do I have?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. Just quickly, somebody else gave a plug for themselves, so I'll do it too. I love public speaking. I'm happy to come out to your city if you want me to speak. I'll speak about anything. Okay. That was easy. Okay, so a lot of people have asked me about these Musser groups that I'm doing. So here's what I want to say about the Musser groups. First of all, I had about 4 years where I could not get classes together, okay? So it started as a monthly class. I would invite women to come. It was like everybody like trying to get their friends. Every year, every month, it was like, what am I going to speak about? How are people going to bring their friends? Where are we having it? It was like reinventing the wheel every month. Then people started like not coming, so I said, okay, maybe I'll do it during the day. And then people were coming during the day because they said they were working, so I moved it to the night. And then people said they're not coming at night because they can't find babysitting. And I'm like, people. So it got to the point where I was very distraught, and so I put together a steering committee to help me figure out how to get women to come to classes. And people were like, oh, you should offer this topic. Oh, you should charge money. No, you shouldn't charge money. You should make it a donation. You should make it in memory of someone. It was very depressing, and I was getting discouraged. Then, as part of our Sunday school program, we have a parent program, and my husband did a 3-week marriage workshop as part of our parent curriculum. And in his marriage workshop, this was not staged, in our marriage workshop, he kept talking about Musser. And he kept talking about, to have a healthy marriage, you need to have Musser. And after the class, these two women, these very strong women, okay, like an attorney and her friend, they march over to me and they're like, Ruchi, what's Musser? And we want it now. And I'm like, okay, let's get together, a couple of us, and we'll learn Musser. So they're like, okay, but only us, it's going to be private. I'm like, okay. Another lady was standing right there, she's like, what's private? I want in. So that's how the first Musser group started. I decided to use Orchos Tzadikim, which I had never learned, like straight through before, so I was totally getting myself into, I don't know what. I used the one with Hebrew and English facing pages. Now I'll just describe very quickly how I structure the class. Let me back up. I could tell you what I do and why it works for me. That may not be what you should do and what will work for you. I feel very passionate about Musser. I feel good speaking about it. I feel like I have a lot of examples and stories in my head. And so this is something that really works for me. I don't do a lot of preparing. I can't. I don't have time. I don't have the attention span. My attention span is approximately 3.5 minutes. And so I had to do something that wouldn't require a lot of preparation. So for me, Orchos Tzadikim really work. And another thing that I do that really works for me, it's not for everyone, I really like to use a text. I like to make all my women buy the text, and I like to have them prepare. They read it ahead in English. I read it ahead in English. I do a chapter, a session. Orchos Tzadikim has 28 chapters. Each chapter is a different trait. And the whole thing is about working on your character traits. I really did research about the Musser movement before I started. People were fascinated by it. I was amazed at how it started. At this point, I have 5 groups. There are 70 women that are learning Musser. I would say 40 of them are like hardcore regulars, like they cry when we miss. The rest of them come sometimes. So what we do is they read the chapter in English in advance. I read the chapter in English in advance. I encourage them to write, underline, highlight, and the class is very discussion-oriented. They ask me questions like, what does it mean when it says that if you don't believe in God, you'll go to hell, and then I have some damage control to do? I'll also, like as I'm preparing, I'll write and highlight and then write in the margins little stories about that I remember, different things that I know of in my life that I want to add and contribute. And I really only have to prepare once. Then every time I give it, it's right there. And then I can also cross-reference, like, well, in my other Musser group, somebody told this story, so that's also great. At this point, I have 3 classes that are at night, 2 classes that are during the day. I only do them every other week. Every week is too strenuous for me, and I find that the women start skipping anyway, so it keeps it fresh and exciting for them. I keep it to 1 hour during the day and 1.5 hours at night. I'm very yekish about it. I start early. My night classes are 7:30 to 9, yekish. I never go past 9 o'clock. They are yawning at 9 o'clock. They're in pajamas at 9:30. They're snoring at 9:45. I don't know if it's like that in your community. That's how it is in my community. During the day, it's exactly 1 hour, noon to 1. They have things to do. They have to go to yoga. It's very important. Okay, good question. In my community, I have membership. If you are a member at this level, it's included in your membership. If not, you have to pay $150 for the year, and that gives you access to all the classes. What I just told you was the result of about 2 years of discussion, but I've learned that that's an important thing to do. At this point, 2 of my groups finished Orchos Tzadikim. We made a Siyum. very exciting. One group wanted to have a Friday night dinner just with their husbands, and the next group wanted to do a ladies' night with sushi and bracelet making. At both, they got up and talked about like what learning Mussar has meant for them. Everyone was crying. It was great. So now we're talking about what we should learn next, and so in some of my classes I'm doing different things. I think I found that they had a lot of questions, and in the discussion, I could totally, totally bring it down. Yeah. I did give them a disclaimer. I said, I just want to tell you something. This text is very ancient. Some of the language may seem clumsy and awkward. There's a lot of scriptural references, but I chose this book anyways because it's worth it, because it's ancient wisdom. And also, the author is anonymous for humility purposes, and that's a very cool fact, so I like that. Any questions, you can ask me later.
Yeah, ask me the questions later. We're squeezing in even still another couple. Are you talking?
Yeah, you're ready.
I'm ready right now, but you make it quick, because also Rachelea wants to talk about Partners in Torah, and okay. We have to get everybody on their cars.
Okay, I'm going really quick. I participated in an Inner Torah workshop this year, and I highly recommend it. So if anybody's looked at Miriam Milhauser-Castle's books, Inner Torah, she does a tele-workshop from Sukkos to Shavuos, and I highly recommend it. So if you're looking for a deep inner growth and private therapy to yourself, it's a great exploration of your inner self and bringing that into your spiritual life. She really talks about how we are the sixth Sefer Torah, and just like we have to acquire skills to learn the first five books, we have to acquire skills to learn the Torah that's revealed inside us, and she teaches those skills. So, Miriam Milhauser-Castle, Inner Torah, Practical Inner Torah, Breath and Body.